The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of Ocho Line, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is Joe Cho. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every day at about 3 o'clock Central Time on Twitter, on Periscope, on the Blog and the Boys Facebook live feed. You can always catch the rewatch on all these platforms. You can listen to the podcast version of the show. Make sure you subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast feed on all Apple and Android devices. It is a Monday, and it is technically the Monday following a Dallas Cowboys victory. It's Monday, November 26, 2018. So if you wanted to celebrate Victory Polo Monday today, I wouldn't hold it against you. But our Victory Polo Monday was last Friday when the Dallas Cowboys celebrated their last win over the Washington Redskins. And it's a short week for the Cowboys if you're counting the week beginning today, because they play on Thursday. The Cowboys play on Thursday Night Football, 7 days after Thanksgiving. They've done this a few times over the last few years. 2014, they played 7 days after Thanksgiving. They visited the Chicago Bears, and they got a big win then. 2016, they visited the Minnesota Vikings 7 days after Thanksgiving, and they got a big win there. This year, the Cowboys will be hosting the Thursday Night Football game just like they did last year after Thanksgiving when they played the Washington Redskins. This season, the Dallas Cowboys obviously are playing hosts to the New Orleans Saints. A lot of people, by the way, remember back now 11 years ago when the Cowboys hosted Thursday Night Football, way before they branded it as Thursday Night Football. On NFL Network, the big old Packers shootout that was when Aaron Rodgers made his debut. Anthony, by the way, on Periscope says, I was just listening to the 750. We do have a brand new episode of the 750 with two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas and myself. Make sure you check that out. The link is on Twitter and Facebook and in our podcast feed. But it's a big week. It's a big week, and it kind of has a small week feel. So there's a lot of emotions going on with the Cowboys. They are finishing up practice as we currently speak, if you are watching us live. If you're watching or listening later, obviously, practice has well ended by then. But there was no Tyron Smith, the local media reported at the beginning of practice, which is certainly a bit concerning when you think about the fact that Tyron is such a pivotal part to what the Cowboys have done, obviously, for such a long time. But there was no Tyron Smith last Thursday when the Cowboys defeated the Redskins on Thanksgiving, so that certainly is positive. There's a lot going on. Wendy on BTB's Facebook Live bringing up a point. This is something a lot of people have referenced, and believe me, as somebody who likes to connect dots, I'm a big fan of this. Wendy's comment says, 2009 we beat the Saints, and the Saints were 13-0 at the time. That is true. 9 years ago, the Dallas Cowboys traveled to the Superdome on a Saturday night, December 19th, and defeated the then undefeated New Orleans Saints that would go on to win Super Bowl 44. It was one of the better wins of the Wade Phillips era, and you certainly think that was a Cowboys team that would go on to finish 11-5, win the NFC East, win the first playoff game of the Tony Romo era. So that was certainly a great time. This is probably a taller order, even though that Saints team was undefeated. This team, good friend of the show, Michael Kiss, popping in saying week 13, he is one of the fantastic people over at Bleeding Green Nation, co-host of the Kissed and Solak show, one of my favorite podcasts. Week 13 is a great point and kind of where I was headed now. The Dallas Cowboys host the New Orleans Saints on Thursday night, but in a weird way, the Cowboys can actually kind of afford to lose this game. I know that sounds ridiculous, but as Kiss points out, next Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys on December 9th will play host to the Philadelphia Eagles, and that is probably the game where the NFC East will be decided. Mike Davis, by the way, says that my polo is straight from Superbad. I got a lot of comments on this, by the way, early on, so far on Twitter and Periscope and Facebook. People saying it's a 70s polo. I don't see it. I think the polo, I'm not saying I'm a fashion trendsetter or anything, but I don't see it. I think it's a nice polo. I mean, I don't know, but I could see it being from Superbad, I guess, but I'll take that as a compliment. Either way, Cowboys-Eagles, December 9th, that is going to effectively be for the division. And the reason for that is because the Philadelphia Eagles are very likely going to win 7 days from now on Monday Night Football against the Washington Redskins. If you are like me, I believe that the Cowboys should be rooting for the Redskins to win that game, even though that would give, in all theory, the Redskins a better record than the Cowboys 7.5 days from now, as the Cowboys will probably lose to the Saints, although I get it if you're crossing your fingers. But the Eagles are by far the scarier team in the NFC East, which is kind of where we're at these days. What do you think? Who are you afraid of more? In fact, we'll take your comments on Twitter, Periscope, and the Blog and the Voice Facebook live feed. Gary, by the way, on Facebook, says it's a bowler's polo. I guess so. I thought that bowlers, though, wore the button-up shirts, not polos, but whatever. Akeem says, I look like a flight attendant. So there's a lot of thoughts on this polo. Bill, great friend at Yuma Cactus on Periscope, says, for sure rooting for the Redskins. That's where I fall. And if you want to fast forward, let's hypothetically say the Cowboys lose on Thursday night to the Saints. That puts them at 6-6. Now, obviously, if the Redskins win next Monday night, they will be 7-5 in a game ahead of the Cowboys. I get that, and it sounds scary, and the Cowboys no longer control their own destiny, etc. There is no way on earth that the Redskins are winning out. And if they do, I'll eat a piece of paper or something stupid. But there's no way the Redskins are winning out, not with Colt McCoy. The Eagles, while they certainly have a more intimidating schedule down the stretch, they do have to visit the Rams, they do host the Texans. While that schedule's more intimidating, they're the better team. And I say that knowing what the Eagles look like on Sunday against the Giants. They don't look super intimidating right now, but they are the better team. They have a quarterback in Carson Wentz that can turn it on. They have a head coach in Doug Peterson who's been there, who's done that. They have playmakers in Zach Ertz and Alshon Jeffrey. They're starting to find a run game. If that defense can really materialize, really find itself, then all of a sudden the Eagles are really going to catch fire, and you do not want that. Anthony on Periscope says the Eagles have no secondary. The Giants are just as awful. I agree that the Eagles have no secondary, but I'm still way more afraid of the Eagles than I am of the Redskins, which is why personally I am rooting for the Redskins. Let's envision this scenario. Okay, let's say the Cowboys lose to the Saints, and let's say that everybody who is against this line of logic gets what they want and the Eagles win next week, which is probably going to happen no matter what. So now you've got the Cowboys and the Eagles at 6-6. Heading into Sunday Night Football next week. Not Sunday Night Football, sorry, Sunday Afternoon Football. They already flexed the game, and it's not Cowboys-Eagles. I bet NBC's pretty pissed off about that. But the point is if the Cowboys drop that game to the Eagles next Sunday, and they fall to 6-7 while the Eagles leapfrog them and go to 7-6, all of a sudden, things are really hairy for the Cowboys. And yes, the Eagles do have the Rams and the Texans. I get that. But the point is that is way more difficult to overcome, in my eyes, than overcoming a Redskins team that might be a game ahead of them. But either way, that game between the Cowboys and the Eagles, that is in all likelihood going to decide who wins the NFC East, unless for whatever reason Colt McCoy gets hot and pulls something incredible off, which I think we all think is very unlikely. I would rather bury the Eagles now if I was the Cowboys. I mean, obviously we're looking at this through a Cowboys lens. I want to bury the Eagles. Anthony on Periscope with a comment. This is a lot of people's perspective, says, how about we just win? That's what we need to do. Sure. If the Cowboys beat the Saints on Thursday, their room for error becomes all the more large. Their room for error is, I don't want to say gigantic, but they can theoretically then drop that Eagles game. The Cowboys can essentially maybe drop another game before, everything gets super tight and super tricky and super hard to overcome. Mike Davis on Periscope, though, says, man, we ain't beating the Saints, LOL. I agree. Excuse me, I cough because it's so ridiculous to think about the Cowboys beating the Saints. Wendy on Facebook does say, let's just focus on the Saints. I agree that it's very difficult to envision the Cowboys beating the Saints. The Cowboys, I believe, as of now, are 7-point underdogs. This is going to be the test of all tests for the Cowboys. But Jason Garrett was asked something really interesting in his press conference on Monday. Colin says, I actually have a good feeling about it. Let's hope Colin's feelings are correct. But Jason Garrett was asked whether or not the fact that the Saints are 10-1 is something that kind of focuses the Cowboys more. And I think that's an interesting point because of the fact that they are so good. Maybe, you know, psychologically, you're more up for it. You get up, you know, et cetera. Playoff test is what Poetical Soul says on Periscope. I can see that. And we have seen the Cowboys win some games of this quality over the last decade. I think a good example going really far back is in 2006, Tony Romo's first start at Texas Stadium. Cowboys took down the then undefeated Indianapolis Colts. But the best and the most appropriate example is that 2009 game against the Saints. But I think similarly, when you think about when the Cowboys visited Seattle in 2014, that was a statement sort of game. Everybody knew that the Seahawks were the team to beat, especially in Seattle. They were the reigning Super Bowl champions at the time. And what did the Cowboys do? They went in there, they punched him in the mouth, and they won that game. And so the Saints are kind of, I mean, this game is kind of like that, where, you know, it's so big and it's so gigantic and there's so much focus, and it's on Thursday Night Football, and Gil Brandt is going to the Ring of Honor. And as Tony Casillas talks about on the 750, the Super Bowl 28 team for the Dallas Cowboys is being celebrated for their 25-year anniversary of winning it all. So it is kind of Cowboys-ish to win a game like this. I think back to 2014, the last time the Cowboys hosted the Saints. That was a game on Sunday Night Football. That was a game before that Seahawks game when the Cowboys were kind of finding themselves and really starting to gel, really starting to figure things out. That was the big DeMarco Murray sort of announcement game to the NFL in what that season was going to become. Dez Bryant had a couple nice catches. Terrence Williams had a nice touchdown. That was a great game for the Cowboys that put them at 3-1 on the season. Jason Witten famously said afterwards that the goal was to win the quarters of the season, etc., blah, blah, blah. And so I could see it going that way, but that's more of a narrative-driven thing. The Real Rex M, by the way, says, where did I get this polo? So lots of discussion today on this polo. I find that fascinating. I actually got this polo at TPC San Antonio here in the 210. And Donnie on Periscope says that there was a pick from Justin Durant in that game. I believe that was the last game that Justin Durant played in 2014 for the Cowboys before he got hurt. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of Cowboys-ish to at least be in this game. And I think that we will see the Cowboys be in contention this game. I don't think they'll get the doors blown off of them. But it's going to be tough. And Dak Prescott is taking on his idol. He has referred to Drew Brees as such a few times before. Dak Prescott famously got to hang out with Drew Brees at the Pro Bowl 2 years ago. And you think about it, Dak grew up in Louisiana. Obviously very difficult to not be a Saints fan if you are in the area. Just in general, Drew Brees is a guy that's done it the right way the whole time that he's been the Saints quarterback. And Dak was in high school when the Saints won that Super Bowl. And I think it's interesting, you know, Dak Prescott at this point in time has played every NFC team, obviously excluding the Cowboys, except for the Saints. On Thursday Night Football, Dak will have then played every non-Cowboys NFC team. So it's kind of interesting that the one against his idol would come last of all the possible outcomes that, you could derive, all the different ways that you could play the NFC teams. But the point is, there's a lot of narrative in the air. There's a lot. That's kind of what this is. And this game is kind of big, but not really big, because the Cowboys can kind of afford to lose this. There's no question that the bigger game for the Cowboys is next Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. That game, again, in all likelihood, will decide who wins this division at the end of the season. So in a weird way, you can almost afford to drop this game. But if you can win this game, if you can add this, if you can get a fourth win in a row, I mean, goodness gracious, if you think, and we talked about this on the 750, but if you think that things have been hunky-dory for the Cowboys over the last 3 weeks after beating the Eagles, Falcons, and Redskins, if the Cowboys beat the Saints and they have that week and a half of rest, the little mini-bye, to get ready to host the Eagles, things will be incredible. If you want to add in this hypothetical, we've discussed a lot of hypotheticals, that maybe the Eagles lose next Monday night and the Cowboys have a chance to deliver the final blow to the Eagles season next Sunday. That game, no matter how it shakes out, no matter who wins over the next, call it 7 days, obviously, That game is going to be massive for so many different reasons. It has the potential to be the biggest game of the season for the Dallas Cowboys, especially for the Philadelphia Eagles with their season on the line as well. But it's going to be very difficult to get there. And in a weird way, it's hard to look past this game because it is so big, because the Saints are so good. On Periscope, JM says, I feel good about this Cowboys game. I hope that that's right. I tell you again, if the Cowboys pull this off, okay, if they pull this off, I don't even have words for what it will be. But they do tend to play well on this slot. The Cowboys do tend to, after Thanksgiving, play well on Thursday Night Football. Again, 2014, they went to Chicago after Thanksgiving on a Thursday night. They beat the crap out of the Bears. In 2016, they went to Minnesota 7 days after Thanksgiving. That was when Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott got to try on the Color Rush jerseys for the first time. They went and beat the Vikings. That was the game, if you'll remember. Mike Zimmer didn't coach because he was dealing with all the things with his eye. Last season in 2017, the Cowboys, after they got waxed on Thanksgiving Day by the Los Angeles Chargers, they found a way to get everything together and on Thursday Night Football beat the Washington Redskins. In fact, we are approaching the one-year anniversary of when Dez Bryant set the Cowboys' all-time receiving touchdowns record, which he did on that Thursday night against Washington. So this is a game, this is a slot that the Cowboys are very, very familiar with. And all those opponents that the Cowboys played also played on Thanksgiving Day. But for some reason, it's just a time period that works well for the Cowboys. Call it that they're used to it because of Thanksgiving and whatever, but there's a lot of really unimportant things that are trending the Cowboys' direction, but everything that is actually important in terms of who has the better quarterback, the better offense, the better coach, better scheme, all those things are trending in the Saints' directions. So you're really just hoping, more than anything, that this thing plays out like a movie, because if it does, the Cowboys could be pretty happy come Thursday night. But, there's a lot of time between now and then. We'll see what happens, see the rest of the injury report. We'll have you covered all week long, of course, at bloggingtheboys.com. We've got you on our official Blogging the Boys YouTube channel. Make sure you go subscribe. And, of course, the official Blogging the Boys podcast feed on all Apple and Android devices. Enjoy Monday Night Football. I've got the Texans tonight if, you want my 2 cents. Whatever you got going on, if you're starting holiday shopping, whatever the case may be safe. And we hope to see you tomorrow. We'll do this whole song and dance again tomorrow, Tuesday, November 27th at 3 p.m. Central Time. Until then, have a great Monday night and a fantastic Tuesday morning because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.